This holiday, you can live with a well soul instead of a stressed one. Sign up today for daily Christmas reflections, and for just a few minutes a day, in your email inbox, you can drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. It is my gift to you to help you cultivate living with a well soul in a hectic season. Subscribe today at the link in the show notes. Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. In today's episode, we meditate on the first visitors to Jesus' manger side, shepherds out in the field. And we consider God's invitation to us through the Christmas season to come to Him as well. Before I read today's passage, I want you to take a deep breath, push aside all other thoughts, and quiet your mind to listen to God's word. Luke 2:8-20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. What stuck out to you from these verses? Meditate on this for a moment. The coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was not as expected, but also those God invited to His birthday party. Shepherds? Soon enough, magi from the east would come, but at the moment of Jesus' birth, it was not those with expensive gold, frankincense, and myrrh that God invited as the first witnesses to the Savior's birth. but those who could only offer themselves. Those who cared for lambs witnessed the birthday of the Lamb of God. What do you think about God choosing to welcome shepherds of sheep to his birthday party? What might this mean for you? Reflect and pray about this or anything else the Spirit brings to mind this Christmas day. Let's pray. Happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you for welcoming us into relationship with the Father through your sacrifice on the cross and the power of the Holy Spirit revealing you to our hearts. Help us to worship you and to celebrate you and to come to you today, just as the shepherds came with excitement and proclaimed your glory at your birth. Thank you for inviting us as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast for our Christmas series in our Story of the Gospel journey. Now that Christmas is here, we're looking toward the new year and all that the Lord might have planned for us. But we need a plan as well to live intentionally in being obedient and following God's leading. We need a Well Soul Rhythm. I created a Well Soul Rhythm guide to help you think through your practices and goals in the new year. Click the link in the show notes to download your free copy to help you live with a well soul in 2024. In closing, I remember my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who made this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.